After I've spent a long day in the only a game office checking Barca scores every 15 minutes, it's difficult for me to find the energy to take the dog for a walk. But hey, I see there's a new fitness option for pet owners and their pooches. Only a game's Karen Given recently traveled to Hinsdale, Illinois, where she met trainer Lance Hoya and Tricia Montgomery, president and founder of Canine Fit Club.
Between your dogs, what I want you to do though, you have your lead right by your hand. Keep your hand nice and loose so it's down by your side. I don't want you pulling on your dog.
Canine Fit Club is a place where pooches and peeps get together and have a healthy and happy lifestyle. We do exercises, we do workouts, we bond, we socialize, and most of all, we have fun.
Talk to your dog, praise your dog, a lot of heels. Keep on that heel, you got to keep talking to them. And a lot of praise.
Canine Fit Club was originally developed in 2008, but we didn't open the doors here until August 5th of 2012. We started in Hinsdale, Illinois, our first location, and now we have corporate facilities. We also have locations starting all the way from Monterey City, Mexico, all the way to New York, into Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, up into Florida, St. Louis, all across the country. Working out's not so rough when you include your best friend.
Did it take you to come up with that?
You know, I am the master of dogisms. I am totally the master of dogisms. That's, you know, that's what it's all about here. We don't call them Mondays, we call them Mutt Days.
You're going to go back and forth. Away you go. On the jog. Talk to your dog.
Our programs were developed by veterinarians, by personal trainers, by dog trainers, and by doctors and psychologists, actually. So we're not just a bunch of people running around with a bunch of dogs jumping up beside us. Our programs have really been developed for people who have never worked out a day in their lives to people who are very, very fit.
Nice work, guys. All right, go into a lunge. This is where I really want you to slow your dogs down. You need to control them. Do not let them get ahead of you.
A typical Bow Wow Boot Camp, what you would find is it's a 55-minute class, and you'll do a little bit of warm-up or a drill, and that's knee raises. You may do lunges. You may do rover reverse lunges. You may do sit-and-stay side shuffles. But we get your cardio up and running at that time. Then we go into a little bit of strength training with the dogs, and we actually do circuits. But when you walk into Canine Fit Club, as you see, you're not seeing any equipment here. You're seeing a bunch of cones and you're seeing people, because when you're concentrating on that dog and you're kind of keeping him beside you, he's not only learning obedience moves, but you're using him as a resistance. It is a phenomenal workout. And so when people get through the class, they're like, whoa, you know, but they don't even realize that they've worked out because they're paying attention to their dog and they're having so much fun. They're getting kisses and laughs and you know, lots of slobber in between. No, you're sweating, you're getting some slobber.
Nice work. Great job, everybody. Go back again.
The dogs are getting buff. You'd be amazed at some of the dogs that we're seeing around here. That's a big woof. So, no, both pooches and people are shaping up, because as we as a nation get more and more obese, our pets are getting fatter right along beside us. Out of the 68.2 million dogs in America, about 63% of those dogs are overweight. I think as we become supersized as a nation, we've supersized our pets as well.
Two and one. Come on up. Nice work. Take a walk.
This came from my own personal journey. I used to weigh about 265 pounds, and I weigh about 130 right now, and I lost it with my dog. You know, I was fine being overweight, but when I realized that I was killing my dog, something snapped.
Kristen, I think he's getting skinnier by the minute.
We have to be the ones to get them up, get them out, and get them moving. Otherwise, they're going to be couch potatoes just like us. Let's get out and get moving. Let's socialize. Let's get together and do something together. And use that dog, because they're your best friend. They're going to be the best workout partner that you'll ever, ever, ever have.
Luna, can you sit, please?
What I do. I am, you know what? How cool is this? I get to come to work every day with my dog, and I get to have the coolest job working with dogs and people and helping them change their lives and feel better about themselves. Who wouldn't be excited about that? I mean, truly.
One, two, three, that's five. One at a time.
Our story on the Canine Fit Club was produced by Karen Given. In case you're wondering whether April Fools came early this year, you can see photographic proof of pooches practicing push-ups. Visit our website, onlyagame.org.
I'm just trying to train them. Just let me stop and train them. Got your vet papers. I'm your caretaker. Give you a treat if you're a good girl.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Dan Sobel, proud father of our intern, Zoe Sobel, the proud daughter of Dan Sobel. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word comes from Tricia Montgomery of Canine Fit Club, who shares one of the benefits of working out with Fido.
You both get home, you're like, wow, I had a great workout. You know, now it's time for a Scooby snack.
I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
You just made a mess in this place.
You're still a puppy. You're starting to bug me.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at MelvilleTrust.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at Hewlett.org. This is NPR.